Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. We are so grateful that you have decided to join us on today. Peace and blessings unto you. Peace and blessings be multiplied unto you by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you on today. Amen. We're excited, as we always say, excited for what the Lord is doing. Excited. Amen, Jesus. There is a lot going on in the earth. Glory be to God. But listen, people of God, let not your hearts be troubled. Amen. For we know that the Lord is still in control. Amen. Glory to God. It matters not what it looks like. Glory to God. It matters not what it feels like. Amen. The Lord is still in control. Amen. And one thing we do know, glory be to God, can't nobody do us like Jesus. Amen. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Glory to God. Can't nobody do us like the Lord. Amen. So we bless God. We thank him on today. Amen, people of God. And let me tell you something. We yet owe God a praise. Amen. We owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. We owe him a praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We pray that you've had a blessed day. Amen. A blessed day in the Lord on today. Amen. We pray, glory to God, that you, amen, were able to find some time, glory to God, which that shouldn't have been hard. Glory be to God. Amen. When you rose this morning, amen, giving the Lord thanks, giving the Lord praise for his goodness and for his grace. Amen. The Lord. Amen. We thank him on today. Amen. We thank him for, glory to God, all of his goodness. We thank him for his grace. Glory to God. We thank him truly, truly, truly for his loving kindness towards us. Glory to God, his people. We give God thanks. Amen. We give God the praise. Amen. Glory be to God. We just bless him. Glory to God. Amen. For, again, this day, blessing him for this hour, for bringing us together one more time. Amen. The Lord has brought us together one more time, and we are so grateful. We're so grateful for, amen, the Lord's keeping, for the Lord's power, amen, for his great love that he has extended unto us. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless them on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just thank you. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome on tonight. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Friday night. Amen. It's Friday night. Amen. Glory to God. And we realize that you can be so many places, glory to God, but you have elected to be here with us on tonight. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you making the sight come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, as you're coming in, amen, we just want to ask you, if you will, to go ahead and invite someone to come in to be a part of the service on tonight. Glory be to God. Invite someone to come in and be, amen, partakers of, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Just take a moment, take that phone out, amen, and invite, invite, invite. Amen. Amen. We're going to give you the number. Amen. The number to invite. Amen. I know you got it. I know you got it already plugged in. Glory to God. But if you're sending out those text messages, listen. Just send it to tell them to come on in at 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Go ahead and send out a couple of messages. Go ahead and send out a couple of messages. Amen.
go ahead and send out a couple of messages on to
go ahead, go ahead. Glory be to God. Amen. We just want to let you know for our first-time listeners, amen, Jesus, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line, amen, and you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. It's absolutely free. Glory be to God. We'll give you two numbers at the end whereby you can text and let us know where you would like to send the broadcast link, amen, and we'll send it directly to you. And people of God, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. We will gladly send it to you. Amen. We will gladly get it to you. Glory to God. Prayerfully within 24 hours. Amen. We endeavor not to, glory be to God, take too long to get it to you. Amen. Jesus, as they say, we want to send it to you hot off the press. Amen. Because we know that, amen, Jesus, we pray that you are sending it out to other people. Amen. We pray that you are sending it out. Glory be to God. We pray that you are helping to spread the word. Glory to God. Helping us to get the word out to others. Amen. Glory be to God. Because we're certainly advancing the kingdom. Glory be to God. We are advancing the kingdom and we're trying to get this word out. Glory to God. As quickly as possible. Amen. As expeditiously as possible. Glory be to God, as efficiently as possible. We want to get this word out. Amen. We want to get it out. Amen. All the way to the four corners of the earth. Amen. We want to get it out to everybody. As many as will hear, glory be to God, we want to get the word out. Amen. We know that there are those that will not receive, but that's okay. Glory to God. Amen. We pray for them. And we keep moving. Amen. We pray for them. Amen. The gangsters and the naysayers and glory be to God. Those that, amen, try to come against the word of God, try to come against the work of God. Glory be to God. But we cannot be moved. Amen. We're like a tree. Amen. That's planted by the water. Amen, Jesus. Our roots go deep. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For in Christ, on Christ, the solid rock we stand. Amen. We stand. We stand. We stand on the solid rock. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. We give him, amen, glory be to God, for he is our rock. Amen. He's our fortress. He's our deliverer in whom we trust. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Go ahead, people. God, send those text messages out, amen, to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Glory be to God. Let them know, amen. Invite them. Invite them to come and be a part, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. Invite them to come, people of God. Invite them to come, come, come. Amen. Let them, tell them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. Let them know, amen, that we're here. Let them know that we're alive. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Go ahead and go out to your social media page, amen, and let somebody know that we're here. Amen, glory be to God. Let them know that we're here. Glory be to God. Let them know that truly there's a word from the Lord for them. Amen. Not our word, but God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. For in the beginning was the word. Hallelujah, people of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the word, glory be to God, spoken word in the beginning. Listen, and it is still sustaining the world today. Amen. Everything that God spoke in the beginning, look at it. Look at it. Glory to God, it yet stands. Look at it. Glory be to God. The oceans, glory be to God. Amen. They hold their places. They don't overflow the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, but they still stand. Amen. The sun and the moon, glory be to God, they still stand. Amen. Night and darkness, glory be to God, they don't clash. Glory to God, but they do what they're supposed to do in a 24-hour day. Glory to God. Look at the order of the Lord, still standing. Hallelujah. Look at the order of the Lord, glory to God, still upholding. Glory be to God, the worlds that there are. Amen. And we give the Lord, say, that's the God that we serve. That's the kind of God that we serve. He is God. Amen. Glory to God. We can look in the history. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And account. Glory to God. How he has withstood the enemy. How he has covered his people throughout, amen, the beginning of time. And people of God, guess what? He's still covering and protecting his people. So we bless the Lord, amen, Jesus, because God is yet in control. He's yet in control. And for that, we give God thanks. For that, we give God praise. Amen, Jesus, as you're yet coming in, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you for coming in. Glory be to God. Come on in. Take your seat. Come on in. Glory be to God. Amen. With your pen, with your pencil. Glory to God. Just come on in. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For he is our life. Amen. He's our light. Amen. He's a light. Amen. Unto our pathway. Glory be to God. He is. Glory be to God. He is. He is. Glory to God. So we bless him. Thank him on tonight. Amen. For he's the head of this line. He's the head of this work. Glory to God. And we just bless the Lord. People of God, we're here simply executing what the Lord has already spoken. Glory be to God. So we just thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God for being the head. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, lead, guiding, and directing us. Amen, here on this Prayer News Network broadcast. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. For I just want to thank the Lord for my leaders. Amen. The late Apostle Dr. S.B. James. Glory be to God. Thank them for, amen, Mother James in this hour. Amen. Still yet praying for the first family. Glory to God. Just thanking the Lord tonight. Amen. For our, amen, glory to God, for our senior apostle. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanking the Lord for him. Amen. Praying his strength. Glory be to God, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Amen, Jesus, our senior. Amen, Jesus, and our presiding bishop on today. Glory to God. Glory be to God for Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord for my pastor tonight. Amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking him tonight as well. Glory be to God for our, amen, advisors, for our PNN advisors. Thanking him tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God for our prayer warriors. Amen. And each and every one, amen, that's represented on the line. Amen. Everybody that has a hand in this work, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Whether you're praying for us, amen, we pray that you're praying for the line, for the going forth of ministry. Glory to God. Don't forget to call out, amen, unto the Lord. Amen, Jesus, the PNN. Tell him, bless us, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Glory to God, because people of God, we're endeavoring, amen, to keep the charge of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We truly have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. It's all to bring God glory. Amen. That the souls may be saved, that the captives may be set free. Glory to God, that someone would see the light. Glory to God, someone may receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. Someone, glory be to God, may be converted. Glory be to God at the preaching of the word. Hallelujah. Converted and born again. Hallelujah. And after that, glory to God, to go on and receive the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And that with fire. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, that's our purpose. Amen. That's our purpose. Amen. That's why we're here. Amen. As our chief apostle always said, no gimmicks, no tricks. Just Jesus. Amen. Just Jesus and him crucified. Hallelujah. Died. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And rose again. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He purchased our liberty. Glory to God. When he died on the cross, he went down into hell. Glory be to God and set the captives free. Amen. And he's still setting captives free. He rose. Glory be to God. He rose. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, and we give God thanks, and we give God praise, hallelujah, because he said, amen, right there on the cross, it is finished. It's finished. It's finished. It's finished. Glory to God. The work was finished, hallelujah, and then he gave up the ghost. Hey, glory be to God, hallelujah. I bless the Lord, amen. I thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. I thank him. I bless him on tonight for the finished work. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's already finished, people of God. Amen. Predestined, preordained by God. It's already finished. Glory be to God. It's already finished. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks. Hallelujah. For he set all things in place. Amen. And we just give him thanks. And we just give him, truly give him praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly give him praise. Truly give him honor. Truly give him glory on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight as well, glory be to God. We just want to, amen, stop. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. In an hour, in this hour as well, people of God, amen. Glory be to God. We just, amen, regret, amen, to bring forth to you, amen, to tell you of the passing of Pastor and Bishop Lewis Marshall, amen, Jesus, of Victory Temple Church of God there in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. You've heard him here on the line. Amen. Him as well as Mother Marshall. Amen. A preaching man of God. Amen. Preaching, teaching man of God. Amen. Glory to God. Had the zeal of the God. Amen. The zeal of God. Amen. According to knowledge. Amen. For the soul of the people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, we just want to pray for the family. Pray for Mother Marshall. Amen, Jesus. We want to pray. Glory be to God for Minister Emmanuel. Glory be to God as well for Evangelist Jones. Amen, Jesus. That's their, the ministry that they're in. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And the man of God, Bishop Marshall, he was the president, amen, of the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God Incorporated. And he also was their Southern District Bishop and Overseer. Amen. Glory to God. So this is a great, great loss for their ministry. Glory to God. But we certainly want to be in prayer for them. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, these are trying, trying times. Amen. So we want to be certainly in prayer. Amen. For them, for their ministry as well. For Pastor and Evangelist Hameen, amen, she's been on the line as well. Glory be to God. And several, amen, that of their ministry has come to the line to bless the line, to be a blessing to the people of God. Amen. But we want to certainly be lifting them up in prayer, people of God. Amen. We know that the Lord is going to bring them through it. But I'm telling you, people of God, it's during these times that you really need the prayers of the saints. You really need the prayers of the saints, the prayers of the saints, people of God. Glory be to God. Listen, don't you count your prayer lightly. Amen. Glory be to God. Even as you go into prayer, even as you're thinking on them, amen, Jesus, and others that have lost and are experiencing grief at this time, be praying for them. Amen. Glory be to God. Loss is not easy. Glory be to God, for there's a void, amen, in your heart, amen. But we know that that void, glory be to God, that the healing balm of Gilead, ha, ye God, hallelujah, he's the healing balm of Gilead, glory be to God, and he's able, ha, yes, Lord, he's able to touch, he's able to heal, he's able to deliver, he's able to soothe the hurt, amen. He sends the spirit of comfort, amen, to uplift us, glory to God, hallelujah, to uplift our heads, glory to God, so that we can go on, amen, Jesus, so that the spirit of heaviness doesn't weigh us down, glory be to God, but we can come through, hallelujah, we can come through, people of God, knowing, hallelujah, that God is yet in control, he's yet in control, glory to God, so we certainly want to be in prayer. Glory to God. We want to be in prayer. Amen. For the people of God. Amen. Again, for Minister Manuel, for Evangelist Jones, Evangelist Hameen, Pastor Hameen. Amen. We want to be in prayer for them. Amen. Glory be to God. For the passing again. Amen. Jesus of Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. I was, glory to God, just thinking about him all day. Amen. Just in prayer. Glory to God for the family. Amen. So heavy and so touched in my heart. Amen, Jesus. So touched in my heart. Glory be to God. Amen. Loss, again, is not easy. Amen. But we know that God will sustain us. We know that he'll bring us through. We know that he'll bring us out. Amen. But let us continue, amen, to pray for them on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. As soon as we get the, as soon as we get arrangements, glory to God, we will certainly, amen, let you know. Amen. Glory be to God. The arrangements, et cetera, we will certainly let you know. Amen. And keep you posted. But again, be prayerful. Amen. Be prayerful for them. Be prayerful, amen, for their ministry. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, this is, amen. Again, the Lord will bring us through, amen, as we just experienced the loss of my leader, amen, Jesus, our ministry leader, glory to God. So I'm telling you, been there, amen, done that, amen. Glory be to God. So pray, 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 people of God. Pray, 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 amen. Continue to pray. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, glory be to God, people of God, we're going to be rebroadcasting. As you know, the woman of God came on last night. Glory be to God. And she did a two-part, amen, series. Amen, Pastor Wilhelmina Williams. Glory to God. And we're going to be rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. Her second night, amen, of being with us. Glory be to God. I love these men and women of God so much. Glory to God. And listen, it's such a jewel. It's such a jewel, glory be to God, that we were able to capture, amen, even Evangelist Paula, Prophetess Everett, amen. We were able to capture their voice. We were able to capture what God had given to them for the people of God. And I'm just appreciating the Lord, amen, that we're now able, that word, that precious word that he spoke through his vessels, glory to God, we have it, amen, and it's a part of our archives, and it's fresh because the word of God is fresh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It never gets stale. He's the bread of life. He's the bread of life, and he never, ever, ever gets stale. Amen. So tonight, amen, we're going to be rebroadcasting, people of God. Amen. The woman of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus. Amen. We're going to deviate just a little bit. Glory to God. Tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to have one of our prayer warriors to come and bless the line on tonight. Amen. Bless and sanctify the line. Glory be to God, for we know, people of God, we cannot go to God any kind of way, Lord God, but we got to be clean. We want to be purged. We don't, amen, need any distraction. Amen, Jesus. We need the blood, amen, to cover us and to sanctify our minds and sanctify our heart and sanctify our spirit, amen, so that we can get from God what we need. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, glory to God, we're going to have, amen, again.
The recording has started.
Amen, Jesus. Elder, amen, Janie Packard, amen. She's going to come on tonight and bless the line. God bless you. God bless you.
Let us pray. Our Father, once again, we come with bowed down head and humbleness in our heart. Oh, God, we come with thanksgiving, thanking you, oh, God, for the many blessings you've already bestowed upon us. And, Father God, most of all, we come thanking you for your darling son, Jesus Christ, that came, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Father God, we're thanking you for your strength tonight, Father God. We're thanking you, God, how you take care of us while we travel down the dangerous highways and byways, Father God. For that, Lord, we want to tell you thank you, son. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost, which is a comforter tonight. And Father God, we're asking you for the comforter to comfort the Marsha family, Father God. Comfort the Evangelist Emmanuel, God. Evangelist Jones. Evangelist, I mean, and Pastor, I mean. And Father God, all of them under the ministry, Father God. But Father God, you know everything. And Father God, you know, oh God, what belongs to you, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for the time we share, Father God. We thank you for the message that he brought, Father God. We thank you for the spiritual food that he fed us with, Father God. Oh God, we just want to tell you thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Father God. Oh God, we thank you for healing tonight for your people, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you to heal their hurt and broken hearts tonight, Father God. But, Father God, it's already done, Father God. And we're thanking you right now for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we're thanking you how you're strengthening them tonight, Father God. For Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God. And, Father God, we have the joy down deep in our soul, Father God. And for that, Father God, we want to tell you thank you, Father. Father God, we ask you to sanctify us, God, purify us, God, bless us in a special way, oh, God. Oh, God, we ask you to open those that no man can shed and shed those that need to be. Oh, God, we ask you to open prison walls, Father God. Set your people free tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we ask it in your son Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for sick and shed in everywhere, oh, God. Oh, God, that you would touch, heal, deliver, and set free tonight, Father God. Oh, God, your peoples are crying out to you tonight, God. Oh, they're crying out in thanksgiving, oh, God. They're thanking you, God, for another day. Oh, God, we truly thank you so much, God. You're so merciful, you just. And, Father God, let us know, Father God, you don't make mistakes. Oh, God, the rose is ready to be picked, Father God. So you picked your rose, Father God. And for that, Father God, we give it to you, God. And we ask that you strengthen that family, Father God. Wrap your loving arms around them, Father God. And let them know, Father God, they never alone, for you promised us, Father God, that you will never leave us, not forsake us. Oh, God, and we just thank you for your mercy and your grace, which is new each day, oh, God. We just thank you for loving us, God. In spite of us, God, you love us so much, God. Oh, God, we thank you for that, Father God. Oh, God, the line, Father God, let a word be said tonight that will heal a broken heart and mend the wounded spirit tonight, Father God. Oh, God, we pray right now for all type of sickness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you able. It's already done, for you said by your stripes, you're already here. And the chastisement of peace is up on your shoulder. Father God, we thanking you for peace tonight in the midst of the storm, Father God. The storm may be raging, but Father God, we thank you for peace tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. You said peace be still, and that was peace, Father God. You said peace be still. Oh God, we're thanking you tonight, fire in the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, yes, you have your way tonight, God, and I'm alive, Father God. Have your way, God. Oh God, let us be what you would have us to be. Use us, God, in a special way, Father God. We pray for each one of the PNN advisors tonight, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you to keep your arms around them, Jesus. Bless them, God. Make a way where there's no way, God. Open those for them. Elevate them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you how you continue to give Evangelist Bradley wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father God. We thank you, oh, God, how you keep your arms around, God. Oh, God, how you keep us strength, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, God, we ask you to have your way tonight, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. Father God, we come with joy tonight. Oh, God, we come joy tonight, God. Heart may be hurt, but God, we still coming with joy tonight. Oh, God, you say this joy you give us, not as the world give us, but God, you give us joy. And Father God, we ask you for your joy tonight, God. Oh, God, thanking and praising you. Oh, God, we're thanking you again, God, for all we can say is just thank you, Lord. Thank you for the times, God. Thank you for all the time he came on and shared his voice, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father God, have your way tonight, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And we're going to be careful, God, to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank God. Evangelist Bradley.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. because I know who holds my future, oh Lord, and life is worth the living just because he lives. Oh yes, because he I can face tomorrow because he lives. Oh, all fears are gone because I know who holds my future, oh Lord, and life is worth the living. Cause my life is worth the living. Cause your life is worth the living. Cause I'll say our Savior lives. He lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He lives. Jesus lives.
He's our hope.
He's our hope for tomorrow. Amen. And we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. For Elder Packer on tonight. Amen. Sanctifying the line. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Praying. Amen. The strength. Amen. For, amen, the people of God. Amen. The healing. Glory be to God. The sanctification. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we give God thanks again. Amen. For that. Amen. The woman of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God and people of God tonight, tonight, tonight. Amen. We have entered into a Sabbath. Listen, people of God, listen. Starting at 6 o'clock, amen, we entered into a Sabbath. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, we want you, amen, to think back on the week. Amen. And give God thanks. Give God praise. Amen. If you can go back, amen, and just glory to God, count your blessings. Count your blessings all week long. Amen. Count your blessings. Amen. Did the Lord do anything special for you? Glory be to God. Amen. We know he woke you up. He started you on your way. He kept you in your soundness of mind. Glory to God. But we want you to look in the day. Amen. And see the hand of God, how he moved upon you, how he moved for you. Glory to God. How he may have spoken, amen, unto you. Glory to God. We want you to go back. Amen. And count your blessings. Count your blessings in a day. Amen. We know that you'll find more than one, more than two, more than three. Amen. But we want you to look and see the hand of the Lord move in your week. Amen. And give God. Ha! Woo-hoo! Give God thanks. Glory to God. Give him praise. Hallelujah. That's the observing of the Sabbath. Amen. The day of rest. Glory to God. Amen. The favor. Amen. That he turned unto you. That phone call. Glory be to God that came, that job, that open door. Glory be to God, that word of knowledge, that word of wisdom, amen, that may have come to you, amen, throughout the week. Count your blessings in the week, amen, and give God thanks and give God praise, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Can you do that? Will you do that? Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Hey, glory to God, hallelujah. Maybe you got a call, amen, and you wasn't expecting, glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Maybe somebody invited you over to dinner. Amen. Just kind acts towards you. Amen. The Lord extending his hand of goodness unto you. Amen. Count your blessings. Amen. In the week. Amen. And observe. Amen. Observe this Sabbath day. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you again, people of God. We're so excited on tonight. Amen. We're excited for all that the Lord is doing, all that he's done. Glory to God. We're just so grateful. Amen. I tell you, as we always have said, amen, when we were recording these broadcasts, glory to God, we didn't know. Amen. But God had a plan. God had a purpose and God had a plan. Amen. For these pre-recorded broadcasts. Amen. And here we are. Amen. Executing what God intended. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Isn't that a beautiful thing when we begin to walk in the divine hour order of God? Glory be to God. Isn't it a beautiful thing when you don't know, amen, but you're walking by faith? Glory to God. You're just walking by faith. You're just walking, not thinking, obeying the Lord. Glory be to God. Not understanding why, not even trying to understand why. Glory to God. But when you get to a certain point and you look back, amen, and you can see the hand of the Lord in the midst of it all. Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God, and here we are. Amen. Here we are. Here we are. Glory be to God. Amen. Just walking in the divine order of God. People of God, amen, and we are on tonight. We are rebroadcasting. Glory to God. We are broadcasting. Amen. Glory be to God. At the time when the pandemic was at its height, glory be to God, and a lot of churches were closed. A lot of churches went on, amen, alternating schedules, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. And the people of God were there. They were available, amen. The world was looking, amen. The world was watching for a lot of people, amen. The world was shut down, amen. Glory be to God. But here, amen, was the PNN, amen. They now, on this day now, day number 562, amen, 563, amen. Here we are, amen, every day. But we were able to capture, amen, the word, amen, by his messengers. Totally different setting of people, word, God, back then, amen, but nevertheless, the word came to bless the people of God, amen. And tonight, we are rebroadcasting, word of God. It just gives us a, amen, just an honor to be able to rebroadcast, amen, these men and women of God, amen. It just gives us such an honor to be able to rebroadcast the messages, amen, that have already gone forth, amen. And tonight, people of God, we're going back down to Port St. Joe, amen, Jesus, going back down to Port St. Joe, Florida, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, as we have said, as you know, amen, there's a woman of God down there, amen, Jesus, who, glory to God, she's a preaching machine, amen, she's a preaching machine. She loves the Lord, she loves the people of God, amen, Jesus. She loves delivering the word, amen, saying what God says, amen, glory to God, saying what God said and leaving it alone, amen. She's coming to us, people of God, amen, from the body of Christ Jesus Church, glory to God, again, there in Port St. Joe, Florida, amen, Jesus, my sister, my friend, glory to God. On tonight, people of God, we present to you Pastor Wilhelmina Williams.
God bless you, God bless you. Amen. Press bar 6, Pastor. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Take your phone off mute now, Pastor. I see you. Take your phone off of mute. Amen.
All right. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord, everybody. Yes, ma'am. Amen. All right. God bless. Amen. Glad, amen, to be with you again tonight. Amen. With Prayer News Network. What a blessing. Amen. We honor the Lord for his presence and his goodness towards us. Amen. Thank God, amen, for the woman of God just leading us in prayer. Amen. And giving us, amen, praise God, to understand that if we come together and pray, amen, God could do some great things. And I appreciate God for, amen, the Lord, amen, using, amen, praise God, Prayer News Network, amen, to declare to the people of God what's needed in this hour, amen. And I thank God, amen, for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for saving me and sanctifying me and filling me with his power. I thank God, amen, for him being real in my life. And tonight, amen, I want to give God praise for all of you, amen, that took out your schedule just to come here, what does say the Lord. I want to share with you tonight in the book of St. John, amen, the 15th chapter. I want to say to everyone, amen, these are crucial hours in our world, but God is telling us to stay connected, amen. We cannot allow ourselves to be torn by the things that we see, torn by the things that we hear, and even what we have to endure. Because as believers, amen, things are going to happen. But we are standing strong in God because of his word and because Jesus lives on the inside. I praise him for his goodness towards us. And in this book, amen, John, amen, began to share Jesus' word. I tell him all the time, everything is read is what Jesus says. Amen. In this 15th chapter of St. John, as you begin at the first verse, I just know the word of God is our life. And oftentimes, amen, as believers, when it comes to the word of God, the enemy will fight us. Listen, when Jesus was on, amen, we led in the wilderness, amen, tempted of the devil, the enemy used the word. And Jesus, in turn, could use the word. So not, amen, using the word on that enemy will cause us to be defeated. We got to have a word in us so we'll know what to tell the devil. So the Bible says here in John 15, it said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same, bringeth forth much fruit. for without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep the commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do so ever whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I've made known unto you. Amen. He said, ye have not chosen me, but I chose you and ordained you that you should go and bring, and that your fruit shall remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command ye, that ye love one another. Amen. The word of the Lord is fresh. Father, we thank you for this word, and we praise you, God, that the hearts that will receive it, and God, we thank you that we will grow thereby. Amen. This word of the Lord that God, amen, was sharing, Jesus began to say, he wanted the disciples to know, amen, who he was and his purpose. More importantly, he wanted them to know that he was their source. Amen. And we got to understand in this hour, we may have jobs, we may have careers, we may have money in the bank, we may have a lot of things going on for us in life, but, amen, our real existence and our real, amen, praise God, our life is in Christ. It is crucial that we stay connected to the vine. Amen. I want to say to every believer, it's time to stay connected to the vine. There's a lot of things that will try to distract us, but we cannot let the enemy come in, amen, and separate us from our God. He said, I'm the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Amen. Amen. The Father, amen, is the dresser. The Father is the keeper of the vine and the branches, because, amen, the husbandman, amen, is see after, amen, praise God, the vine and the branches. It's the every branch of me that bringeth, beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. Abiding, staying connected to the vine will cause you to be fruitful, and that's where the Lord wants the believers at now, to be fruitful, amen, in the things of God, because, see, every branch that don't bear fruit, he's going to, amen, take it away. But if it bears fruit, what he does is he purges it, that it brings forth more fruit. We understand, amen, purging is the cutting away of the dead, cutting away of the leaves that is not, amen, abiding with the source. So when he tells us that he's the true vine, he wants us to stay connected. You got to stay connected to the vine to become fruitful, and that your fruit will remain. It is, amen, crucial that we do not, amen, play with our spiritual life, because, amen, it has to be a fruitful vine. And he said, every branch of me that bear not fruit, he takes it away. He can't use, amen, anything, amen, that don't bring life. The vine, amen, brings God, the fire, amen, the nourishment to the branch. The branch, amen, got to bear the fruit, so, amen, it's good for picking. So every one of us as believers got to allow God, amen, to have his way in our life. So we got to be fruitful. If we have fruit, our fruits, amen, the only way it's going to multiply is that he purges it. That means, amen, he cut away the stuff that's not like him. He get rid of the stuff that is, amen, dead. He get rid of the stuff that is no longer, amen, profitable to us. So here, as believers of God, you got to stay connected to the vine so that you will be fruitful. Amen. Being in the church, name on the road is not enough. We have to, amen, praise God, obey God's word. Because as we learn on God in the lesson, the only way we're going to, amen, praise God, show God that we love and we his disciples, that how we keep his commandment. We must be a people that keep the commandments of God. So every branch that don't bring no fruit, he's going to take it away. He's going to get rid of it. But every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. Sometimes when we are going through in life, we be wondering why all the things are happening to us. Many times God is purging us. Many times God is pruning us. Amen. They said you want to get a bloom of roses, you're going to have to prune. You're going to have to cut back on the rose bush. So, amen, the next time it's time for growth, amen, it'll bring forth more roses. So pruning is a cutting away, amen, of the things that's not of God. And most of the time, we don't like pruning process mm-hmm. that we've been doing that God ain't pleased with. And this is why, amen, you cannot get grape, amen, raise that wine from the grape except you crush the grape. You can't get all except you crush the olive. There's some things got to happen, amen, praise God, for us to come forward. And many times when we, amen, as believers are abiding and staying connected, we got some trouble time. We got some persecution. We got some going through. We got some putting away. We got some setting aside. See, that's why you said lay aside the weight and the sins. That's so easy to beset you. Listen, amen, I don't understand people acting like they don't know what sin is. All unrighteousness is sin, but there is a such thing as weight too. That's that thing, amen, that you ain't quite said. It's gotten in your heart, but you keep flowing by. It keeps weighing you down. The things that's pulling your interest away from God. Anything that, amen, that cause you to put God on the back burner, it becomes a weight. And many times when those weights come, amen, we think it ain't nothing, no harm. But eventually, it will become sin. So we have to make sure, as believers, that we get rid of everything to stay connected to the vine. You said, now ye are clean through the word, which I've spoken unto you. We got to have God's living word so that mm-hmm. we will be fruitful. There's no way you're going to be fruitful looking at TV all day, amen, praying God, putting all the mess in your spirit all day, and you're going to be, amen, abiding in the vine. You can't be clean but through the word. Now, I know people sing till you get tears down your spine. Oh, my God. All these people that can sing just make you want to cry. Honey, a song is not going to save you. It's going to take the word of the Lord. Listen here. He said, you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. That's what cleanses a man. Amen. Listen. He said, will a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to your word. He said, with my whole heart. Listen, you got to get clean through the word. That's what brings us to, amen, continue to abide in the vine. We got to keep obeying this word. We got to hear this word. The Bible says, amen, praise God, this word is quick and powerful. Then it is two-edged sword, cutting the body asunder. Oh, my God, the soul and the spirit, the joint and the mouth. That means that God's word, it goes deep within. And when they root up things that are not like God, we got to push it aside. That's that amen pruning. That's that amen purging. You got to purge yourself from all unrighteousness. And I do believe in this hour that, amen, people don't put less emphasis on the word, and they put more emphasis on talent, people gift, people charisma. Listen, honey, everybody got a little charisma if they can open their mouth and they can tell you what they think. Come on, somebody. Listen, people done found out, amen, amen, they copycat a lot of people because they want to be like somebody else. We're not talking about charisma now. You're going to have the word. Charisma ain't going to be enough. Come on, somebody. Because you know what? Well, we done found out all the time now that for a lot of people, they show voting. They want to be seen. They want to be famous. They want to be known. They want neon lights. But let me tell you something. We've got to have the word. The word is going to clean us up. And that's why he said, ye are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Jesus being the true vine, we're the branches. And listen, and we got to be purged so that we can bring forth more fruit. It's time to be fruitful. Amen. It's time to abide in the vine so that we can be fruitful. He said, I'm the vine. Listen to this. He said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye if you abide in me. Now, that tells us, amen, we cannot make it without Jesus. And I'm sorry to see in this hour that many people don't want to talk about it. Folks don't want to mention Jesus. They don't want to say who he is, what he's done. Listen, that's our life. We should always magnify the name of Jesus. You got people around here magnifying man, but they won't magnify Christ. Listen, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. This is what's happening. While we haven't seen this great outpour, this great revival, because the name of Jesus has been, amen, smothered in many places. And they say, God, God, God. But you better say, God, in the name of Jesus, do this. Father, in the name of Jesus. You better pray in his name. Yes, I tell people that all the time. You better pray in the name of Jesus. Because guess what? All of us who follow him, we got to, amen, about, we can't abide except we abide in him. The branch can't bring forth fruit without Christ. This is why we can no longer walk in the unfruitful works of darkness, because now the light of Christ is in our life. When Jesus come in, our life changed. I come to tell y'all, when Christ come in, you can't still be shaking your behind on the dance floor talking about it's my celebration, it's my birthday, and you going to wiggle, woggle, whatever they do. No, the devil is a liar. When Christ come in there, you a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. See, we got this generation now saying, oh, those people was old, they didn't know nothing. But when you abide in the vine, you understand that this is a consecrated life. You think, you know that this is set aside life. You realize I got to abide in him. Abide in him means I got to walk in righteousness. I got to walk in holiness. I got to be careful for nothing. I got to keep my eyes on him. Keep my eyes looking unto the hills from whence coming my help. I realize that every day I got to, amen, give God glory. This is not no more. This is why. He is no more. I, Paul said that it's the Christ that lived within me. He knew that he had lost that, being a Hebrew of a Hebrew, touching a Pharisee. He was, and of the tribe of Benjamin. He understood his origin. But guess what? That wasn't enough. Being a Jew without Jesus wasn't enough. He knew that he had to come to Christ, because guess what? He met him on Damascus Road. Now that he, amen, got this relationship, his life was to preach this gospel, live this gospel, amen, encourage the church, go back and strengthen the church. All the churches that he, the missionary journey that he took, it was Christ was the center. It's because he was abiding in him. Listen, he said, listen, I would that Israel be saved. I would that people will understand this life that I now live. I live by the faith of the Son of God. Now we cannot go without Jesus. We cannot stand in this last day without Jesus. So we got to abide in the vine. Let me stay connected to the vine is my message. Stay connected to the vine, because you're going to need him. You cannot bring forth without him. He said, I'm the vine and ye are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him the same, bring it forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Now I want to see the church that's fruitful now. Show me the people who are fruitful, amen, and bring it forth, amen, the things of God. Show me a preacher that's, amen, fruitful, and I'll show you a preacher that's going to walk in righteousness. I'll show you a preacher that's going to walk in holiness. He said, because without me, you can do nothing. And if we didn't have to be born again, listen here, we could still do what we used to do. But this is a new birth. Y'all can't bring that old man over here. You can't bring that old man. That Bible said, amen. My God, amen. When you're in Christ, you're a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You're a new creation. You're a new man. You're a new woman. Come on. You don't have the same nature. Come on, of that sinful nature. Jesus buried that on the cross. When you accepted him and got the Holy Ghost, your life is different now. And I wish the people stopped trying to go back on the dance floor and listen to Jane Brown. I wish the people of God stopped trying to go back and listen to Barry White and see what he got to say. Listen, honey. Our hearts and minds should be glorifying God. Listen, we were made to worship him. You abide in him. My word abide in you. You can ask what you will. He said, now listen. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. He's telling you, you can't do nothing without me. He said, now I want you to abide so that you could bring forth much fruit. Because you can't do nothing without me? He said, but listen, now if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as branches and withered. Now a branch without being on the vine is going to wither. Anytime somebody prune off a branch and if it hits the ground, amen, it's going to die because it's not connected to the source. Anytime you disconnect from Christ, amen. Come on, somebody. You are now, amen, without life. You could be breathing but don't have spiritual life. This is why the Spirit of the Holy Ghost comes in and abides in us to lead us and guide us to all truth. I want to talk about the Holy Ghost. Listen, he got to be on board. He got to live in you. Why people ain't talking about the Holy Ghost? Why people ain't telling folks they need to be filled with the Spirit of God? You know why? It's another message that the enemy has put in the minds of God's people. I don't know if y'all understand. I'm a preacher of warning. I'm a preacher of amen, praise God, or to give the people of God sight to look. look ahead and see what's happening. We need to understand that, amen, if a branch is not abiding in him, he's telling us that branch going to be, amen, gathered, amen, and men going to burn them just like they burn, amen, trash, just like they cut off the dead leaves off trees, and, amen, they set it fire, amen, because they can't use it. It's not proof anymore. It's not bringing forth. Listen, you need to bring forth in this season. This is the hour, even in this crucial world that we're in, we still got to bring forth. Because why? We're the church of Jesus Christ. We're the people of God. Come on. We are body believers. We are no more our own, but we've been bought with a price. Mm-hmm. We already understand that our life is here with Christ in God. So now if you abide it, say, amen, connect to the vine. Do you not know if you, amen, disconnect, you have no life? If you disconnect, you have no joy. See, the real joy of serving God, you could be broken, have joy. Lord, have mercy. I'm talking about things out of dying, can't pay your bills, and still have joy. Hallelujah. Jesus said the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man don't have nowhere to lay his head. Listen, we don't even have to worry about, amen, what we're going to eat or what we're going to put on. Amen, because the Lord takes care of his own. If you abide in the vine, he supplies what you need. Come on, somebody. He supplies everything you need, because guess what? Without him, you can't do nothing. Without me, you cannot live. Without me, amen, praise God, you can do nothing. That tells us, amen, we're insufficient. Amen, we're insufficient without being connected. Stay connected to the vine. That's your source tonight, because without him, you can do nothing. We're helpless people. Not only that, it won't be good for nothing. He said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, then you should ask what you will, my Lord. You can, and it shall be done unto you. He's telling us we in a place where if we ask God something, as long as we stay connected, when we ask, he'll do it. He told us, amen, last time, if we just, amen, seek his face, he'll answer us. If you need water, I make a fountain. I make rivers. In other words, I supply your need. He said, listen, if you abide in me and my word, see, that word got to be, that's your connection. I'll get connected to God. Through his word. His word tells me what I should live, how I should live, what I should do, what I should not do. Amen. That connects us to God. Nobody's seen God at any time, but we see him through his word. We see him through the eye of faith. We see him through Jesus Christ going on the cross. We've seen the Father love, because guess what? We weren't even there for Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. But the day of Pentecost filled it for us, because the Holy Ghost was given unto all men. Now, amen, I received the Holy Ghost, amen, my God, in 1976. And guess what? Ever since I received the Holy Ghost, I realized that God was always working with me. Amen. Even when I was not even on my best behavior, the Lord still was working on me. Because the Holy Ghost says, don't do that, girl. Don't say that. Don't go there. See, the Holy Ghost, he leads and guides us into all truth. He's a he, you know. He ain't no it. He ain't no something. He is a he. Oh, my God. The third person of the Godhead. He's one. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me, but the Holy Ghost is real. And if you're going to abide in him and you're going to stay connected, you're going to have to abide in this word. Mm-hmm. The word, amen, said you can ask what you will. And God said, I'll do it. Jesus said, I'll do it. That means that he's waiting on us. I told you, amen, praise God, before, amen, when I first came on, amen, the prayers of the saints is like an odor to God. It's a fragrance to God. The people of God need to know who they are. They need to understand that I walk with God. It's not a religion. I walk with God. Amen. It's a lifestyle. Amen. It is a committed lifestyle. It's a consecrated life. And so he's telling us, abide in me and my word in you. That's that consecration. And when you need something, ask me and I'll do it. My God, that's how fathers and mothers do their children. When they do what their mother and daddy say, and they obey and they walk in on it, the mothers and fathers are willing. The Bible said, listen, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more would your heavenly Father give to you to just that come and ask? If you ask him, he'll do it. Listen, when that woman came before the unjust judge, you understand me? Amen. She said, avenge me of my adversary, and he wouldn't, but she kept coming. She came back again, and then he said, let me answer this woman, because she wearied me. Come on. The Bible said he didn't regard man nor God. But listen, that woman's prayer, that woman persisted, that woman believed that her answer was there. She kept coming. So we got to, amen, and believe, and the Lord would do it. He said, herein is my Father glorified, that he bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciple. Discipleship. Listen, everybody said, I'm born again, I'm saved. No, God looking for discipleship. Discipleship is key for this day and time. God telling us, amen, as believers, we got to keep on, amen, abiding in his word. We cannot do it without him. We got to have him. And can I tell the saints of God, every one of us who love him, we got to keep doing what he says. Every one of us, amen, that keep, amen, seeing what he is requiring of us, we got to bring forth. We got to do what God said. He said, herein is my Father glorified, that you, my God, bear much fruit. He wants us to bear much fruit. He wants us to do what he says. And then when we do this, he called us his disciples. That's a disciplined life. That's a set-aside life. Discipleship is not somebody who just go to church. Disciples, they follow Christ. They follow his teaching. They follow his commandments. Because, amen, that means, amen, they live a disciplined life. Their life is set aside. Their life is real for God. Why? Because we as believers have to understand in God, in Christ, in Christ, amen, praise God, here are we his disciples. He said, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. The Father have loved Christ Jesus, and so now that we are in Christ, amen, the love of the Father is in us. Mm-hmm. And he said, so have I loved you. Jesus said, my love has been demonstrated. He said, my love been demonstrated because why? Amen. I love you and I showed you by giving my life. But no, not only that, he's telling us to abide. Don't stay connected. Don't get disconnected. Don't let people pull you out from the things of God. Sometimes when people begin to go through trouble, amen, that's a type of purging. We think that everything will be nice and sweet all our saved life. Listen, some trouble going to come, and sometimes it comes close. It comes to people that we never thought would even do what they do to us or act any way they act to us. But guess what? That's a part of our purging. But sometimes we think, amen, everybody loves us. Everybody going to accept us. But Jesus said, no, woe when all men speak well of you because they ain't going to do it. I don't know why we think everybody going to think we wonderful. Everybody going to think we wonderful when we abide in his word, when we abide in his love. But the love of the Father, amen, is great. And so we got to continue in that love. He said, ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. This love is powerful. As the Father, Jesus said, as the Father loved me, I loved you the same way. So I need you to continue in the love. Mm-hmm. Continue in this love. And if you keep my commandment, he shall abide in my love. He said, now you got to do something. Responsibility of the believers. I can't stop telling the church, we got to do what God tells us to do. I can't stop telling the people of God, we got to obey God. Listen, every one of us who said we love God, it ain't always easy to love people who don't treat you right, but your relationship with God causes you to abide in the Father love, so love is there. See, you got to be able to forgive. You got to be able to accept what people do and move on. If you can't move on, amen, the love of the Father ain't working. Because, see, some people say they love God, and then when somebody do them wrong, they start doing what them people do. They do the same thing. They fight back. They'll fight. They'll do whatever. But when the love of the Father's in there, you can't do that. You got to love, amen, in spite of. You got to forgive. And not only that, amen, he said, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. He said, I kept my Father's commandments. That's what Jesus said. Jesus' greatest aim was to do the will of the Father. And our greatest aim today should do the will of the Father. And every one of us that said we love God, we can't love him while we're in church. We have to love God when we're not in church. Mm-hmm. Our love for Jesus got to be real. You know why? Because, amen, when you abide in him, his love abides in you, that you become fruitful people. You cannot obey God, amen, when you're abiding in sin and you have, amen, everything, every kind of dog working in your life. That's not the love of God. The love of God will cause you to obey God. He said, because without me, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. If you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love. The commandments of God are not grievous. The commandment of God, amen, they are true. They are real. So every one of us can keep it. These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might remain in you. And that your joy might be full. Your joy in you, and I want it to be full. Now, I know every day we don't walk around smiling and skipping and hopping and saying, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. But if we in Christ, we can give him praise in any situation. If it's bad, we can give him praise. If we done lost some things, we can give him praise. Because guess what? The Lord wants our joy to be full. Mm-hmm. He didn't tell you every day you're going to walk around with a smile on your face. But guess what? Inside, you ought to have some joy. Listen, some of the troublous time that I went through, you know what? I got a song. They said, Pastor, sing a song, hot off the press. You got that right. Because when I've been going through some stuff, let me tell you something. After a while, a song come up on me, come on. And it ain't John P. Key. And neither it ain't no Erica Campbell. It's Wilhelmina, because I got a song to sing. Come on, somebody. I love to sing unto the Lord. Listen, I ain't called myself no songs. But every now and then, oh, my God, some will bubble up in me. Amen. Sometime when I went through some trials, I had to come out with a song. I had to shout, amen, and give God some praise. Because, I understood that this, I ain't going to stay in this always, and this too shall pass, and the Lord just ministered to me in certain ways when we are going through some things, when sometimes the enemy wants you to think you're the only one. Mm-hmm. It ain't no such thing as you're the only one. Jesus done paved the way before we came. So now you just need to abide in the vine, because he's been through, and he will take you through. He said, you can't do nothing without me, so let me help you, amen, praise God, so that you can walk this life of victory. I believe in this hour our joy should be full. Where is your testimony? Where is your praise? Can you get that sad song and leave it down and give me a song of praise? Where your song of praise? Where your song of joy? Because he want our joy to be full. Our joy being full don't mean we'll go around, amen, praise God, with a jolly attitude. But guess what? We don't go around with a frown and act like we don't know what to do. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another. As I have loved you. God telling us, Jesus said, love one another. That's one way that you exemplify the love of Christ. Let me tell you something. The Bible says, ain't no man going to know you my disciple except you love one another. Mm-hmm. Now, some of us got problems loving each other because people sometimes undermine you. They undercurrent. They're doing little sly stuff. But the Bible told you to love. Listen, it don't matter. Let them. They pay for what they do. You pay for what you do. I'm thanking God tonight because abiding in him, in the vine, staying connected to the vine makes us fruitful. Proof unto every good word. We'll learn how, amen, praise God, to bring forth. In other words, we've been chosen, amen, praise God, to walk in the truth. We've been chosen, amen, to walk in the word of God. We should have self-control. We should have patience. We should show kindness. Listen, every one of us, amen, sometimes, amen, people strike you the wrong way. My God, if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost, amen, praise God, you'd probably jump out and start fighting. But the Holy Ghost will give you to refrain yourself and be gentle. Because guess what? That fruit of righteousness is there. And you know you don't fight your own battles. Oh, no. He said, vengeance is mine. I'll repay. You don't have to do that yourself. The Lord do it. So he's telling us, I just need you to keep my commandments. I want you to love one another. Loving each other is powerful. I feel like this is the time, even though it's a pandemic, we should be concerned about each other in prayer. Amen, praise God. I have this confidence, amen, amen, with a Prayer News Network, amen, that plans been made, amen, praise God, for the leaders that you don't even see, but them that you've been acquainted with. I'm confident, amen, that those prayers is going to help us as leaders. And I appreciate the Lord for this, amen, Prayer Network that's going to pray, amen, pray for the ministry all over the world, people that God has placed in your life and, amen, put on your heart. I don't see, amen, amen, praise God, Providence, and that much. But guess what? Every time I hear a voice, I just know it's a woman of prayer, and I know she's praying for me. And every time she speaks, I praise the Lord, woman of God. I'm going to tell you something. Nobody don't say woman of God like her. She's going to let you know this is the woman of God. She honors God's people. I love her spirit. Why? Because that love. When you love one another, you don't have to see each other all the time, but you ought to be praying. Mm-hmm. When you're loving one another, you're forgiving one another. You're there for one another. And if you can't be there, your prayers will be there. Let me tell you, saints of God, being connected to the vine calls us to be fruitful, calls us to have that intimate relationship with God. You got to keep that, because if you lose that, saints, your joy won't remain. Mm-hmm. You'll find some other kind of pleasure. You'll find something else to replace God. You got to have that intimate relationship so your joy will remain. One of the things, amen, call and talk to anybody that's been married for 60 years and 50 years. Most of them will tell you they had some hard way to go. My God, it took years and they had to struggle. And sometimes they didn't even do each other right. But way by and by, they said, but you know what? We hung on in there. It was rough time, but we went through, and we kept loving each other. And yes, we made a few mistakes, but we went on. You know why? Because love is powerful. All of them years, amen, now they're joyful, and they're in their retirement, and then they're saying we're enjoying what God has provided for us. This is how it should be in every believer's life, connected Christ. Mm-hmm. Amen. Being fruitful. Every time you need something, he's there. Come on, Jesus is faithful. The thing about it is the believer's got to be faithful to him. He said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. Greater love have no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. He said, listen, I say friends because if you do whatever I say, I call you my friend. I want to say to all the believers today, amen, we are friend of God, and we got to abide in Christ. He made that provision for us. What a wonderful God that will make a plan, amen, will keep us connected to him. Make a plan, amen, lay out a, amen, a plan that will keep us connected through Christ. Jesus is the, amen, the head of the church, the head of the body, and now we are followers of him. We're his church, the bride of Christ. Come on, and we got to stay connected. Listen, and no bride got no business, amen, spending all her time with everybody else and not with the groom. That's one thing. Come on. Now, listen, you want a true relationship, spend all your time with everybody and don't spend the time with the person that you married. That's not going to be good. I'm talking about quality time. I'm talking about time that will, amen, be your relationship time. So this is what God's saying. No greater love. No man have. There's someone to lay down his life for his friend. Jesus did so much. Saints, believers, those of you don't know him, amen, get connected to the vine. Stay connected to the vine. Knowing this, amen, praise God, God will help us. He said, without me, you can do nothing. But if you ask anything in my name, he said he'll do it. You ask him, he'll do it. Whatever you ask the Father, in my word about you, can ask what you will, and it'll be done. And that's what I know about God. Sending his son. We got to stay connected to the vine. Do not waste your time as believers. I'm encouraging somebody. Don't waste your time as a believer looking for everybody to embrace you, looking for everybody to love on you. Just keep staying connected to the vine. And those that's going to come to your life to add to your life, God will send them. Just stay connected to the vine. Sometimes people are looking for all the friendship and people, and they're looking for people to bring them to a place. And all God is saying, I need you to abide in me. Because everybody that's, amen, going to be positive and good for your life, I'm going to bring them your way. Some people come in your life, amen, for long term. And there's some people come in your life for short term. Amen. You better know the difference. In other words, stay connected with God. Because if anybody pulling you away from God, no, they ain't for their own. You got to stay connected. And sometimes when those people walk away from you, ain't no sense of you grieving. Because when you stay connected to the vine, a lot of people might just pass themselves. And I want to encourage you that, amen, this greater love no man can have. He calls us his friends. He tells us as true believers, amen, we cannot turn away from the faith. We cannot disconnect. We cannot be that branch that don't bring forth. Because if we do this, amen, we'll lose our connection to the vine. And I want to tell you, amen, he wants to go forth and bring forth much fruit. That's what it says. You have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. And this thing I command you, that you love one another. He said, I told you to love one another. Come on, I love them over there. I feed them with a long-handled spoon. You put that spoon down and just love. Forget the spoon. Love people where they at. Amen. You ain't got to put a long-handled spoon. Just love them because Jesus said so. And the thing is, he said, whatever you ask, the Father in my name, he may give it you. I believe the Lord got some blessings to give many, but you got to stay connected. Your blessings and your life, amen, is not over. There's some more things coming for you, mm-hmm. but you got to stay connected to the vine. Oh, my God, listen, my heart is getting stirred talking about the vine. Now, y'all got me going. I'm going to have to cut off. I'm going to have to back up because I'm telling you, amen, abiding in him, amen, is what we got to do, amen. And this is why he called us friend and not servant. A servant don't know what his Lord do, but a friend, oh, my God, they share intimate information. They'll say what's important. Friends let you know who they are because of the way they treat you. So he said, continue ye in my love. Well, love, he said, these things I command. He said, I tell you to love one another. They teach and hate. So much hatred is in the land now. It's a demonic force. But as believers, let's pray that the love of God will be manifest in these times. From the White House to the courthouse to the schoolhouse to my house and the church house. All of our houses. Let's pray. Amen. To the love of God. God bless you. Amen. I thank the Lord for his word. We love you all. Amen. In Christ. God bless. Oh, God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. What a word of encouragement.
Yes, what a word of encouragement on tonight. What a word of encouragement on tonight, people of God. What a word of encouragement. Glory to God, encouraging us to stay connected to the vine. Glory be to God. Doesn't matter what comes, doesn't matter what goes. Glory be to God. We got to stay connected. Amen. We have got to abide in the vine. Amen. It's a must, people of God. It's a must. It's necessary. Glory to God, that we stay to the vine. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but my soul was truly blessed on tonight. Glory to God. My soul was blessed by this word. Glory be to God. Even the more. Glory be to God. I love, amen, how the woman of God, amen, brought forth this word. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Father, amen, showing us how we must stay connected, amen, to the true vine. We must abide in the true vine. Glory be to God. And glory to God, no matter the things that come upon us, no matter the things that happen, glory to God, we must abide in the vine. We must continue in the love of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And how, if we will continue, if we will stay connected, glory to God, we will be fruitful. Amen. We will find ourselves fruitful in the works of the Lord. Glory be to God. No matter where, if we have to go through purging, amen, no matter if we have to go through pruning, glory to God, but listen, people of God, even as a woman has declared, God knows what we need. Amen. Glory to God. Some of us need to be purged. Some of us need to be pruned. Glory to God. But it's all so that we can bring forth more fruit. Amen. That we can be fruitful. Glory to God. That the Lord can cut off those things that are not like him. Cut off those things. Amen. Glory to God. Those extra branches. Glory to God. That's not going to produce anything. But we thank God tonight. Amen. For the purging and the pruning. Glory be to God. Amen. The woman of God said so much on tonight. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, she said so much on tonight. Glory be to God. To make us think. To make us consider where we are, amen, to make us really look to see, amen, if we are truly abiding in the vine, amen. Glory to God. It don't take a whole lot, even as the word was coming forth. Glory to God. We could see right where we are, amen. We could see right where we stand, amen. Glory be to God. We could see it, people of God, amen. Hallelujah. It didn't take a microscope or anything, glory to God, but by the word of God, looking, amen, in the word of God, as it was declared unto us tonight, amen, we could truly see where we stand, amen. Are we abiding? Glory to God. Are we abiding? Glory to God. Are we loving? Amen, Jesus. Are we a loving? Glory be. Are we loving like the Lord says? Glory be to God. Are we loving? Do we have that temperance? Amen. Glory to God. From the sap. Amen. Glory to God. Bearing forth that fruit, the fruit, amen, of the Spirit. Amen. Love, joy, peace. Amen. Temperance, long suffering. Glory be to God. Are we abiding? Are we producing those, amen, like as of the Father? Amen. Glory be to God. So we, again, thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the woman of God. Glory to God. I tell you, people of God, this word was tasty tonight. Amen. Tasty, tasty, tasty. As the scripture declares, all taste and see, glory to God, that the Lord is good. Amen. Glory be to God. This word has come tonight, amen, to show us up, to show us ourselves, amen, to show us where we stand. Glory to God, because truly the Father has need of us. Glory be to God. He's making us. He's molding us. Again, he's pruning us. He's purging us, people of God. It's all a part of God's plan. Glory be to God, to bring us to where we may be, that we may be fruitful, amen, unto him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And in this, the Lord will be glorified. Amen. And tonight, people of God, tonight, amen. Glory to God, if there's anyone on the line tonight, anyone tonight, glory be to God, that you know that you're not abiding in the vine. Amen. You know that you're not saved. Amen. Haven't heard this word. Glory be to God. People of God, it's no time to be playing around. It's no time to be messing around in this hour. Glory to God. It's time for us to come on into God. Amen. It's time to get off. Amen. Come off of the outskirts. Amen. Glory to God. Come. It's time to come in. Glory be to God. It's time to come in unto him. Amen. Glory be to God. This is the time. This is the hour. This is the hour. Amen. That the Lord is calling his people. Amen. Jesus, it's time, people of God. Amen. Again, if you're not in the vine, amen, you can be sure, glory to God, you can be sure that you're in the vine. Amen. You don't want to be, glory to God, like those branches that are cut, God, those branches that are cut away, amen, and thrown into the fire because they're not producing. Amen. Glory to God. But we want to produce, amen, after its kind, even in the garden, amen. Every fruit, every tree, amen, produced after its kind. Well, we were born in the image. We, people of God, we were created in the image and the likeness of God. Amen. And we should be bearing fruit after his kind. Amen. Glory to God. We're in his image. We're in his likeness. Glory be to God. And we should be doing the things, amen, that our Father does. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, the Lord wants you saved. If you're not saved, if you're not abiding, if you're not in, glory be to God, we can listen. People of God, you can come in on tonight. Glory to God. You don't have to stand, amen, on the outskirts. Glory to God, you can come all the way in. Amen. Glory be to God. You can come all the way in because the Lord, he loves you just that much. The Lord, glory be to God, he died. Glory be to God, he came, he died, he gave his life. Glory be to God that you, people of God, glory be to God, that we, oh my God, would have a right to the tree of life. Amen. Glory to God that we would have a right, that we would have a right, glory to God, to his kingdom, that we would have a right, glory be to God, to his everlasting, his eternal love. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So tonight, people of God, if there's anyone that's not saved and you desire to be saved, glory be to God, you can come on tonight. You can come on tonight, glory to God. All you need to do is press *6. Glory to God. Make your confession unto him on tonight. Glory be to God. Realize, amen, where you are. Realize, glory be to God, that you're not abiding. It's okay. Glory to God. This is why the word comes, to show us where we are. Amen. And once we come, amen, and we hear where we are, glory to God, realizing that the Father loves us just this much. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God that he will forgive us. Glory to God, because we're born in sin and shapen in iniquity. But we don't have to stay like that. Glory to God. We don't have to stay like that, people of God. Glory to God. And this is why, amen, we're here. Glory be to God, that if you find yourself in that place, you don't have to stay in that place. Glory to God, for you can come on tonight. Amen. You can yield on tonight. Glory to God. You can ask of the Lord. Glory be to God to forgive you, change your heart, change your mind. Glory be to God. Ask that he will save you on tonight. Glory be to God and sanctify you and fill you with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. All it takes, glory to God, is a well-made up mind. A well-made up mind that you're tired of living like you're living. A well-made up mind that you're ready to surrender. A well-made up mind, glory be to God, that you've decided within yourself, hallelujah, that the way that you've been doing it, the way that you've been living, glory to God, it's not producing. Hallelujah. It's not producing, people of God. It's not fruitful. Glory be to God. But the Lord wants to make you fruitful tonight. Glory to God. He wants to make you fruitful on tonight. Glory to God. So if you're not saved, glory be to God, you can come. If you're not saved on tonight, you can come. You can come. You can come. You can press star 6. Glory to God. Press star 6 on tonight. Glory be to God. If you're not abiding, glory to God, you know you're not abiding. Amen. You can come on tonight. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. For it's this cause that he gave his life. It's for this cause, people of God, in this hour, that if you're not saved, you can be saved on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All you need to do is come. All you have to do is come. All you should do is come. Glory be to God. Just press star 6. Hey, God. And come on over. Press star 6 and come over on the broadcast side on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Someone on the line tonight, the Lord has been tugging on your heart. He's been tugging on you. Glory be to God. He's been calling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's been calling. He's been calling. He's been calling. Glory to God. And tonight is a mighty fine time to answer. Glory to God. Tonight is a mighty fine time to answer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just press star 6 on tonight. Glory to God. Press star 6. Amen. This is your time and this is your opportunity. Glory to God. Heaven is open. Hallelujah. And the Lord is waiting. Amen. He's waiting for you. Glory be to God. He's waiting for you. Glory to God. The Lord is looking for real people. He's looking for real people. Amen. Glory to God. A people, amen, that he can purge. A people that he can prune. Amen, Jesus. A people that he can make ready for his coming. A people that he can make ready. Amen. He wants to make us ready for kingdom, people of God. We can't go there any kind of way. Glory to God. We can't go there. We can't do anything. Glory to God, and think we're going to make it in. No, 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 no. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we have got to depart from evil. Glory to God. We must depart from evil. We must turn away, glory to God, from our wicked ways. Glory be to God. If that's you on tonight, if you're ready on tonight, amen, again, you can press star 6 and come over. Glory be to God. Amen, amen. Amen. His love is great. Great love. Great love. Love. Hallelujah. Great love. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If there's none on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. Even as the Lord continues, amen, to tug on your heart, we pray, glory to God, that he continues to tug on your heart. Glory to God. He's not going to make you do anything. Amen. He's not going to make you. Glory to God, but he will continue to call you. Glory to God. And one thing you don't want, amen, you don't want him to stop calling. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, again, amen, if there's none, glory be to God, we want to open up the floor, amen, for special tests, for special prayers on tonight. Glory to God, special prayers and our testimonies. Glory to God, perhaps there's a testimony on the line. Glory to God, maybe the word bless you on tonight. Glory to God, maybe, amen, you were touched by the word on tonight. Glory to God. So we're going to open the platform, amen, for any special prayers. Glory to God, prayers, and our testimonies, amen. Perhaps the Lord did something for you on tonight, amen. You can tell it. You can tell it on tonight. Glory to God. Just press star 6 and come on over, amen, with your prayer and or your testimony. Amen. Glory be to God. Just press star 6. Amen. Press star 6. Press star tonight and come on over. Amen. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I enjoyed the word tonight. My name is Sister Betty, and I'm calling a request for my great-granddaughter, Olivia Thompson, that she learned to be obedient and not rebellious, and to for God to get hold to her and deliver her.
Amen. Amen. Amen, amen. We will be praying for her. Mother, we sure will. Glory to God, amen. One thing about, you know, God knows. He knows how to get our attention, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, God bless you. We will be praying with you, Mother. Amen, God bless you. Always good to hear you. Amen. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
I want to give a praise report. I had request prayer for my sister-in-law because he was in the hospital and they didn't know where he was going to be able to recover, and because he had a heart attack. And even when he came home, he still was having a problem with bleeding from the mouth and his nose. But God has turned things around. So that's a praise report.
Amen.
And I just want to say, just keep on praying.
Amen. Amen. That is a praise report. Glory be to God. Amen. That's a praise report right there. Amen. Amen. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. He's still, Eva, that's shot. Glory to God. He's still turning. Glory be to God. We can't stop praying, people of God. We cannot stop praying. Glory to God, because God is still able. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight? Glory be to God. Anyone else on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There are no more prayer requests on tonight. Glory be to God. People of God, amen. Let us look. Amen. Amen. Let us look toward heaven on tonight. Glory be to God. Let us look toward the throne of God. Amen. Yes. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. We've heard the petitions on tonight. Glory be to God. And we believe God. Amen. We heard the prayer request. Glory to God. And as well, we heard the testimony. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And let us tonight, amen, look toward, amen, heaven on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. Thank you. We thank you on tonight, oh God. We thank you, glory to God, for your goodness, my God. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're doing in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight for just being God all by yourself. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for loving us. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for not giving up on us. We thank you on tonight for your word, your precious word. We thank you for your word on tonight, glory to God, because you are your word. And in the beginning, glory to God, was your word. And we thank you on tonight, glory to God, that your word has not, cannot, and will not fail. And Father, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for you. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God, for it's forever settled. Glory to God, it's forever settled in heaven. And we come to tell you thank you tonight. We come to tell you thank you tonight, oh God, for your long suffering. We tell you thank you tonight, oh God, for your kindness toward us, your people. We thank you tonight. It's yours and the fullness thereof. The world
oh, my God, and they that dwell therein. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you tonight, oh, God, for everything that concerns us concerns you. And, Father, we thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. We exalt you on tonight. We exalt your name. We exalt you in the earth on tonight in the precious name. Ah, in your precious name, Jesus, we exalt you on tonight. Father, but we're looking unto you. We're looking unto the hill. We're looking unto you. You are our help. We're looking unto you. Glory to God. You are our sustainer. We're looking unto you. Glory to God, for you are our life. Oh, God, and we thank you on tonight. We're looking unto you. Glory higher. God, we're looking unto you, for you are the true vine. And we're thanking you on tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your precious word on tonight. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're looking unto you. We're looking unto you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're looking unto you, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're looking unto, hey, God. Hallelujah. Gemashaya. We're looking unto you on tonight. Glory be to God. We're looking. Oh, Babaloshahaya. We're looking unto you. Glory to God. Every circumstance and every situation. We're looking unto you. We're listening. Oh, God, and casting our cares upon you on tonight. Father, for you care for each and every one of us. In thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we're looking, oh, God. We're asking you on tonight. Father, that you will look upon us now, hey, God, and that you will bow down your ear unto us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to look, Jesus, we're asking you to look upon Olivia on tonight. Look upon her tonight, Amoka, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God, that spirit of disobedience, oh, God, that's riding her on tonight. Father, but yeah, God, not only her on tonight, oh, God, but so many hundreds of thousands, so many, oh, God, of millions on tonight, oh, God, that are wrecked, oh, God, that are in the clutches of the spirit of the enemy on tonight and walking in the spirit of disobedience, oh, Father, but on tonight, we know, oh, God, that you're able to deliver. We know, oh, God, that you're able to break the bands of the wicked in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to break the band and deliver your people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we know that there's nothing, nothing too hard for you. In the precious name of Jesus, in your precious name of tonight, Father, we ask you to deliver tonight. Deliver your people tonight. Deliver your people from spirit of stubbornness. Deliver your people tonight. Deliver your people, oh God, on tonight from malicious anger. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, touch the hearts of your people. Oh God, in your precious name, Jesus, in the higher of Hosanna. Of your people out tonight, and we're asking you to deliver, God. Oh God, those things, oh God, those things that have happened, oh God, in darkness, in the precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to touch tonight. We're asking you to touch the heart in the precious name. Yeah, God, the name above every name. We're asking you to do it tonight. Do it tonight, oh God. Deliver your people in the precious name. Yeah, God. Hey, God, the name above, the name above every name on tonight. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh, global Oshia, in the precious name of Ahia. Father, we're asking you to turn around tonight. Turn situations around. Turn circumstances around. In the precious name, Jesus, turn it around tonight. Uproot on tonight the root of bitterness. In the precious name of Jesus, set your people free. Set your people free. Every pesticide, oh, Poshalamosa, oh, God, that is so tempting. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Shandamanamahaya. Oh, God, to take the life of your people. Father, by the name, Ayanamahosaya. Oh, Yashandaniya Mataya. Father,
uproot and overturn in the name of Jesus. Father, on tonight, we're asking you to go into the recesses of the heart. Go into the recesses. Oh, God. Oh, God, go into the recesses of the heart. Oh, God, and uproot on tonight. Father, deliver on tonight. Oh, God, and by that precious blood, that precious emotion, that precious blood on tonight, by that precious blood on tonight, hey. Oh, God, deliver tonight. Deliver and set your people free. Set Olivia free. Set others free on tonight. Set free on tonight. Set your people free on tonight. Oh, glory to God. In that precious name of Jesus, set your people free. Oh, God, that we might serve thee. That we might serve thee, oh, God, in the beauty of holiness, oh, God. Set them free and bring them in on tonight. Turn them around. Oh, God, make them new creatures on tonight. Save, set free, and deliver. Baptize, oh, Bashe, in the precious Holy Ghost. Baptize, oh, God. Oh, Father, give your people an experience. Give them an experience in you on tonight. Experience you, oh, God, in your realness, in your truth, in your holiness on tonight. Father, do it tonight. Father, do it tonight. Oh, glory, I must say, God, oh, glory. Oh, glory, I must say, God, in Nehemiah. Oh, God, Father, Father, do it tonight. Father, you are the greater. You are the greater. You are the greater. You are the great I am. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Haboshe. We thank you on tonight in the precious name of Amasiah. In that precious name, oh, God, tonight. Oh, God, look over the whole earth on tonight. Oh, God, the world is grieving, oh, Father, for loss of loved ones. But, Father, we're asking you tonight to cause there to be lifting on tonight. Cause there to be lifting, oh, God, by your free spirit. Cause there to be lifting on tonight. Oh, God, by the spirit of comfort, cause there to be lifting. Oh, Moshe, God, Esa. Hey, God, in the precious, in that precious name, oh, God, breathe, oh, God, upon your people tonight. Breathe, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight. Do it on tonight. Do it now. Do it now. Glory to God. Do, hey, God, even Amasiah, do it now, Father, in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you would move upon the recesses of the minds of your people. Father, in this hour, oh, God, in this hour, cause the faith of your people to be strengthened. Cause faith to be strengthened in you in the precious name. Asa, glory be to God in that precious name tonight. Oh, God, Father, tonight, oh, God, swallow up fear. Swallow up all fear, oh, God, for fear is not of you, but, Father, we're asking you tonight to stir up the faith of your people. Stir up the faith, hey, God, that you've delivered unto them. Stir, oh, God, the faith of your people unto righteousness, unto truth, and to holiness, oh, God. Stir on tonight. Hallelujah, Father, stir on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Ayah. Father, stir on tonight. Stir, stir, stir. Stir on tonight. Oh, God, cause your people to know. Cause them to know, glory to God, that you'll never leave, nor will you forsake us, oh, God. Cause your people to know, glory be to God, that you're right there. Glory. Cause your people to know on tonight. Oh, God, that you have a purpose. And that you have a plan for each and every one of us. Call your people to know. In the precious name of Jesus. Call your people to know. Glory to God. You've already made the way. You've already made a way of escape on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we do pray for our leaders on tonight. We pray for leaders all over the earth on tonight. We pray for leaders. Pray for your leaders on tonight. Cause them to be strengthened. Cause them to be strengthened, oh God. Strengthened in the vision that you placed upon their head. The vision that you placed within their heart. Cause them to be strengthened on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Strengthen your leaders. Oh God. God. Strengthen your leaders on tonight. Oh, Father, look upon the body of Christ. Oh, God, all over the world at large, look upon the body of Christ on tonight. And, Father, we're asking that you would strengthen on tonight. Cause us, oh, God, to find ourselves getting in our places. Cause us to find ourselves occupying, oh, God, the place that you would have us to be. Cause us to find ourselves, oh, God, yes, Anamahaya. Cause us to find ourselves, Master, connected, oh, God, connected and abiding in the vine. Cause us to find ourselves. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus, cause us to find ourselves being fruitful, fruitful, working for the kingdom, fruitful, working for you, oh, God, in that precious name, Jesus, in that precious name, my Jesus. Father, for it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should repent, oh, God, that all should come to repentance. Father, and tonight we're asking you, glory to God. Father, we're asking you to save your people tonight. Save your people tonight. Save to the utmost on tonight. Glory to God. Save our brothers and save our sisters on tonight. Save our mothers. Save our fathers. Save our uncles. Save our cousins on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name, Maya. In the precious name on tonight. Father, we're asking that you will save on tonight. Cause there to be a shaking on tonight. Cause there to be a shaking in this hour. Glory to God. Cause there to be a shaking unto reality. Cause there to be a shaking. Glory be to God. A shaking in the soul. Glory be to God. A shaking, oh God, to the reality of hell. Oh God, cause there to be a shaking on tonight. Oh glory to God. Oh glory to God. Oh God, and bring them out tonight. Father, save them on tonight. Save your people from their sins in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Pull them out of the pit. Pull them out, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Do it tonight, oh God. I shall not all say, save them tonight. Save them from destruction. Save them from the hand of the enemy. Save them, oh God. Save them from a burning hell. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it tonight. Oh, glory to God. Do it tonight. For their very soul's sake. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We're asking you to move tonight. Move upon your people. We're asking you to move tonight. Oh, glory to God. Oh, God, touch them tonight. Turn them tonight. Glory be to God. Before someone closes their eyes on this night. Oh, glory to God. Cause there to be a yielding. Cause there to be a yielding. Oh, glory to God. A yielding unto you all tonight. A yielding. Oh, God, a yielding unto salvation, a yielding unto you on the night. Father, we ask you to save on the night. Save us tonight. Do a great work on the night. All over the land. Do a great work on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Do a great work on the night. Do a mass overturning. In the name of Jesus. Cause salvation to be great on tonight. In the name of Jesus. Turn the heart tonight. Turn the heart tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory of Osha. Yes, of Osha. Woo, Kasheke Mahaya. Oh, Kasheke Mahaya. In the precious name of Osha. In the precious name, oh God. In the precious name tonight. In the precious name tonight. Father, we're asking that you would move. Higher, higher. Oh, God. Higher, higher. Ooh, Galaba, higher. Hey, God. In the name, by the name, by that precious name, oh, God. Do it tonight. Do it tonight for your people. Do it tonight. Yeah, Messiah. Father, bring them out. Oh, God. Bring them out of there. Oh, God. Hey.
Hallelujah. Break the band of wickedness on tonight. Break the band that hold your people fast on tonight. And Father, we're asking you, glory to God. We're asking that you will save on tonight. Great salvation. Abba, Yahaya. Hey, God, Hida Babahaya. Oh, Father, great salvation on tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for victory on tonight. Thank you for victory on tonight. Thank you. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for the listeners on tonight. We thank you for your people on this night, oh, God. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for your people on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for the stirring in the soul. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for busting down doors, for opening doors on tonight, opening doors. Oh, God, let the enemy shut. Thank you for opening doors. Father, we thank you on tonight, yeah, Messiah. We thank you on tonight, and we thank you for faith. We thank you for power, glory to God, to walk through. Oh, God, unto that place that you've ordained for us to be. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you, Master. We glorify you for doing it. We glorify. We magnify you, oh, God. Hey, Shana. We thank you, glory, am I saying. Oh, God. We thank you, oh, no, say, God. We thank you tonight. Thank you for the quickening of the spirit of men and women all over the earth. We thank you, Father, for you're doing it by your spirit. You're doing it by your choice anointing even now. Thank you, oh God, for reviving your people, for reviving. We thank you for reviving us. Thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you, Gloria. We thank you. God, we thank you tonight. Oh, Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for blessing. We thank you for healing. We thank you for delivering on tonight. We thank you for glorifying yourself in your people. Thank you for vindicating the righteous. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight, Yibaba. We thank you for this night. We thank you, oh, God, for the sap. Oh, God, that's abiding within our being. We thank you. We bless you on tonight. Thank you for healing and for the healing. Father, we thank you for setting your people free. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, for bringing your people out of Lolova. We thank you tonight for bringing your people out of a dead place, for bringing your people. Oh, thank you to the Lady Abahaya. Thank you, oh, God, for bringing your people up and bringing your people out. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor and we glorify you for this night. Glorify you for this time. Father, thank you for the speaker on tonight. Thank you for Zahayerebeha. Thank you on tonight, oh, God. Thank you for elevating her even more. Thank you for blessing, oh, God, for using her to bless your people. Now, Father, we ask that you would bless her. Bless her tonight, whatever you may bless her. Glory to God. Bless her on tonight. Glory to God. Cause showers of blessings, oh God, to rain down upon her land, and everything, oh God, that her hands touch. Father, we're asking that you would bless it on tonight. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we thank you now. We thank you, glory to God, for the many petitions, oh God, that are even now going up before you as a sweet-smelling savor. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Korebasa. Yaiba Shahaya. Haya Halalabahoshe, God. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for all you've done. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. Father, now we're asking, oh, God, that you would seal us tonight. Seal us. Glory to God. Seal us in your precious blood. Seal us. Seal us, God. Seal this anointing, oh, God, this word, oh, God, that has come on this night. Oh, God, help us to hide it in our hearts that we will never sin against thee, but we'll find ourselves always connected to you, always connected to the vine. Father, we thank you now. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We have our shaha. We honor and we glorify you for these things. Oh, God, and to thine, oh, God, be the glory. To thine be the glory for
all that you have done. Father, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. Glory to God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the testimonies. We thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We honor and we glorify you. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, oh God. Cover us. Hallelujah. Cover us, oh, tonight. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for the souls, glory to God, that we don't even see. But we thank you for the souls. We thank you for the churning. We thank you for the turning. We thank you for the turnaround, oh God, for your great salvation. We thank you tonight. Mm. We honor, we glorify you. We magnify your matchless name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody just tell the Lord, amen, hallelujah, for that prayer that you just sent up. Amen. For the one that you, hallelujah, that prayer, that petition, amen. Glory to God that you just sent up before God. Amen. Come on and tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you. Hallelujah, because we do. Oh, my God, we know it's already done. Amen. Glory to God. We bless God on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God for all that he's done, for his goodness, his grace. We thanking him on tonight for the spirit of lifting on tonight. Glory be to God that come and let us know that we must be connected. Amen. Connected to the vine. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for what God is doing in the earth right now, right now, right now, this minute, right now. I thank the Lord, glory to God, for the angels, glory to God, that are moving on our behalf right now, right now, right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank him, glory to God, for heaven, glory to God, being moved. Hallelujah, for your petitions. Amen, that thing that you petition God for. I thank God on tonight, hallelujah, because it's already done. I don't know about you, people of God, but I see it already done. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I see it already done. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Hallelujah, I see it already done. Glory be to God. I see it. Hallelujah, and I can rejoice. Hallelujah, and we tell God thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Ha! Woo, God, how many see captives being set free? Yebo. Hallelujah, how many see captives? Glory to God. How many can see? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, the war. Hey, God, going on now. Glory to God, the captives being set free. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord again on tonight. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank him on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord on tonight for the great things he's done. People of God, we just want to let you know tonight that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Woo. Glory to God. Thank you. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah, my mama. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Yay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank him tonight. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank him tonight. Hallelujah. I thank him tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For hearing our cry, for hearing our prayer, for hearing our petition tonight. I thank him tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For being connected. Hallelujah. In the vine. Hallelujah. And we can ask what we will. Amen, Master. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And it shall be done. It is done. Hallelujah. It is done on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again on tonight, people of God. Glory to God, you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's give you two numbers on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The first number is 912-257-3918. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Those that are listening, amen, by way of radio on tonight, glory to God, you can certainly reach out to us. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for those that have been reaching out. Amen. Jesus, via WhatsApp. Glory to God. And that number is 678-608-7234. Hallelujah. Again, that number is 678-608-7234. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, Basha. Hallelujah. Hey, Babalosha. Haya, 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 oh, God. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank him tonight. Glory to God. I thank him. I thank him. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For hearing our prayer. Glory to God. For hearing our petitions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And because he's heard, people of God, we can give him thanks. We can give him praise. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Again tonight for each and every one of you people of God, we just want to let you know, glory be to God, it's all right. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. He's heard our prayer. He's heard our petition. Glory to God, and it's all right. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God again tonight for Pastor Wilhelmina Williams. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord for the woman of God. Amen. We thank God, amen, for capturing these precious, precious word, these precious messages that the Lord has sent to the body of Christ. Amen. We didn't let them slip. Amen. Glory to God. But we were obedient unto the Lord. Amen. To do it his way. Amen. People of God, God bless you on tonight. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We want you to be sure to come back on tomorrow night. Amen. To amen. Come and hear, amen, what the Lord will say. Amen. Don't forget to be in prayer. Amen. For the Marshall family. Amen. Jesus, as we stated, amen, at the beginning of the program. Amen. Bishop Marshall has transitioned. Amen. Gone on over to be with the Lord. Glory to God. So we want to pray for the family. Pray for the body of Christ. Amen. Keep them lifted up in prayer. Amen. Keep them lifted up in prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. It's not easy. Amen. But the Lord will surely bring them through. Amen. Glory to God. Keep Minister Emmanuel, amen, lifted in prayer. Keep Evangelist Jones, amen, Evangelist Hameen, amen. Glory to God. So many, amen, that have graced this platform of PNN. Amen. Jesus, we want to be prayerful for them in this time. Amen. Glory to God. As we get other arrangements, we will be sure to let you know. Amen. So listen out. Amen. Glory be to God to get those arrangements. Amen. And as many as can, we certainly want to be a blessing. Amen. And be there. Glory to God. And those who can't, certainly to be praying. Amen. During this difficult time. People of God, God bless you on tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Again, be sure, amen, to tell someone else, amen, about the Prayer News Network. We're here every night. Glory be to God. Come and hear, amen, what thus says the Lord. The word that you hear may be the very word that saves your life. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We love you tonight, and we look forward to seeing you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.